Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And where do you come from?
Here's what I tell everyone.
Guess he's going to tell us now. That'd be a good thing.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Yes, we all were. Absolutely.
In an extraordinary place.
And that would be where?
Where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Sounds to me like he's talking about the USA.
And where you can win $1.2 billion for guessing six numbers correctly tomorrow night.
Happiness.
$1.2 billion.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I don't remember the last time I played the lottery. It seems so far-fetched.
I just like to dream.
Yeah, like it's sort of.
I could price private jets for a day and a half until I don't win.
It's sort of no harm, no foul, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you throw some numbers at the board. And
hey, you can't win if you don't take a shot.
Yeah.
Boy, the good you could do with that kind of money.
Is that what you're thinking about? Not the boats you'd buy, but rather the good you'd do?
Oh, that too. I do a lot of good on the boat.
I see, yeah.
I would do a lot of good on the boat. I do a lot of good on the jet.
I got it. Yeah.
Someone said once a big lottery win, basically you're trying to figure out how to give most of it away because the taxes and the rest of it are the nightmare that comes with so much money like that. It's like you just start figuring out ways to, that's what I would do. I would infinitely fund a great foundation that we're passionate about, and that would be the rest of my life. Just, you know.
Doing good.
Yeah. I mean, imagine writing a check for $1 million to sue, Golden Drive homeless kids or, I just go down the list. My church, and I just, that's where I'd start. You know, I'd fund mission trips for my church forever.
You got me thinking now.
Forever. you put a trust in me, you'd never have to worry about your mission trips again.
Right. You think that enhances your chance of winning when you're thinking about all the good you're going to do with it?
I don't know. It's just that whether it's not any kind of deal with God. It's just who I would be, what I'd want to do with it.
That's a good exercise.
So much money you could. I mean,
it's a good thing to.
Sure, I'd buy a few toys and I'd probably buy a house where I like to vacation or something. But the rest of it, let's figure out how we can help some people.
There you go.
Do some good.
Do some good.
Amen. Have some fun while you're doing it.
And, you know, even if you don't win, you're going to dream about doing some good. Dream about the good you can do.
Yep.
I love it. Hi, friends. Welcome. This is What's on Your Mind, 9 past the hour. So glad you're along with us today. Thank you for that very much. Appreciate you entrusting us with your precious gift of time and having the radio locked in right where it's at right now, whether you're listening live or podcast or whatever that might be. We have a jam-packed show today, really full. A lot going on. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Josh Gallion. He did a recent report on the election systems and their security, the machines, all of that. So we're going to talk with him a little bit about that. You want to be able to trust the vote and feel good about it. So we'll ask Josh about that. Top of next hour, together, Governor Doug Burgum and First Lady Catherine Helgus Burgum will be here. She's going to talk a little bit about Recovery Reinvented. He'll talk about a couple of things that he's been busy accomplishing lately, so look forward to that. North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley will be here, and we'll talk with him about, I don't know about you, Kev, but it seems to be there was a little confusion as to, you know, people proving they are who they say they are at the election time. So we're going to talk with him a little bit about that, too. So stay tuned for all of that coming up on What's on Your Mind. Busy show today. Question I have for the audience today. Something seems really smelly to me about the whole San Francisco break-in with Paul Pelosi. Seems a little odd.
It is odd.
My biggest question is, okay, never mind the whole Speaker of the House thing. Just set that aside for a second. Where that's at in San Francisco, it's not a mansion because, you know, San Francisco has a hard time having mansions where it's at, but it's in the...
Oh, it's Pacific Heights. It's gorgeous.
It's in the nice area San Francisco.
Oh,
yeah.
Big time.
And,
yeah.
You know, my daughter lived in San Francisco, so we would spend a fair amount of time just driving and walking and being around. And these are not ginormous places like you'd find in an L.A., you know, Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the ritzy area of San Francisco.
Yes.
Okay. And you
know it well.
You would think the ritzy area of San Francisco would have homeowners that would have, I don't know, a security guard?
Yeah? A camera?
The Pelosis don't exactly pinch pennies. You know what I'm saying?
The body cams on the police officers
are
real. They never going to happen, is what they told Tucker Carlson and his team when they requested it. Never going to happen. So
can't see those.
That would quash, if you release that, that would quash all of these questions. That would stop all of these conspiracy theories. That would stop all of this, all of it, because what happened.
I'm well before those, though.
Well, what happens if they say it's never going to happen?
How does a break-in happen? He's sound asleep.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And, you know, there's not some kind of a security alarm at a minimum.
It's all theater, man. It's all theater.
Alarm?
You know how you know it's all theater? You know how you know it's all theater? I'll go back to the one line that Nancy Pelosi had that gave it all away. And that's
an applause line.
That's an applause line. You people missed the cue on that. We're putting on a show here. Okay, when that applause box starts flashing, you people need to clap.
That's an applause line.
She literally said the parentheses in the script out loud right there.
Right.
That's why this is all just a big production. It's a big, I mean, how convenient.
What do you mean by that?
It's all theater, man. It's all wag the dog.
Okay, well, so what are you saying? That this guy didn't break in?
No. Well, I'm sure he did.
Okay.
Sure, he broke in. I'm sure the actors, I mean, did Bruce Willis really blow up the building in Die Hard? Well, it sure looked like it. You know? But where are the body cam footage? Why aren't they answering questions about this? What, you know?
Well, body cam
I think Paulie took one for the team. Quite honestly, took one for the team. Perfect timing. Here you go. I don't care if I'm a conspiracy theorist or not. There's just too much BS with this. And they never, ever answer any serious questions about it. So you lose.
Give me your best theory on this mess.
From what I saw over the weekend, just that it's set up. It's you know, the guy's in his. I mean, come on. First of all, it's the white supremacist thing doesn't work because the guy's apparently a Black Lives Matter guy or something. He's homeless, but how does a guy like that get in?
Well, I mean, at a minimum. I mean, it's a speaker
of
the house.
No security, no doors are locked, no gates, no. And Pacific Heights. Have you been to Pacific Heights?
I think the door was. I think the door was locked.
Oh.
But no alarm went off when he broke in.
It's just all. It's the October surprise, man. It's all just too convenient, in my humble opinion.
You're not buying it.
I'm not.
Bob in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Bob.
Hi, good morning. Hey, everybody just loves Mike Lindell. He's got to be the world's greatest patriot. I was listening, and, you know, the machines, I think, you know, they're looking at it with cameras and stuff like that, but I think the best way to get some evidence on that would be to have one of these, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, a spectrum analyzer that just can record the frequencies that come out of that machine. Have one nearby, the next room, in the ceiling, wherever. But some patriots got to get out there and record that frequency to catch the transmission. To record that, you'd have one more little point of proof.
Spectrum analyzer.
You need to pick up the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, like the old.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi or the Bluetooth or, and our American spies over in Russia used to use what was called a burst transmission. They'd take all of the evidence that they'd gathered in Russia as a spy and they'd condense it down to a quarter second and, they'd send it off in just a beat that happened in a phone call. And so it's probably a digital, and it's probably very short, but these new analyzers are crazy. I saw one without a recorder on it for only $250, state of the art. And some patriot out there's gotta step up and get one of these near those machines for, you know, with a recorder on it, you know, some kind of storage on there and catch that transmission.
Bob, that's one way to do it. One way to do it. Appreciate your call. Let's trust the machines. Let's be able to trust the machines. Wouldn't that be nice? Mike's advice, if you missed it, Mike Lindell was with us last hour. Vote on Election Day was his advice. News note here, Adam Zimmer, son of former Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer, has died, 38 years of age.
Oh, no.
Adam Zimmer was an offensive analyst for the Cincinnati Bengals after serving as co-defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
Too young, very sad. All right, short break. Back with more on What's on Your Mind. Your call's welcome.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love hot spring spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better, but there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at hot spring spas and pool tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
That's pretty good, Kev, how you did that intro there.
Yeah, that was my air violin.
Yeah. Nicely done. Which half of Big and Rich has a birthday today?
Big Kenny.
Big Kenny.
Big of Big and Rich. Big Kenny's 59 today. So.
All right.
Yep. He's a top hat guy. Boy, they rocked the lights on Cheyenne this last summer.
They did.
Everybody had a great time at that show.
Hard not to.
Never a bad time at a Big and Rich show.
Exactly right. Do you believe we're getting the whole story out of San Francisco? Or are we being played like pawns? 701-237-1590. That's our text line, 237-1590. You can call Kevin at 271-1100 to chat with us on the air. Or text us at 237-1590. Always toll free at 855-200-1776. Press 1. PetroServe USA has some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience waiting for you today. Scallop potatoes and ham in Harwood. West Main Avenue, West Fargo has meatloaf or cabbage rolls. Taco Mac, 12th and I-29. Beefy Mac on NP Avenue. Tortilla soup in Glendon. Tacos in Yulin. Mm-mm, good. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You just tell them Scott sent you. Couple of texters. With the lottery, I just like watching what state the person wins it in. 99% of the time, it's a Democrat-run state.
Oh, I don't know about that. Maybe. I don't know.
What does that matter?
I don't know. I don't.
Help me out there, Kev.
I don't know.
Can't help me out?
I got nothing. Yeah.
You got nothing? On the Pelosi thing, a texter says the broken glass was on the outside of the window.
Buy your ticket in Minnesota then, I guess. That's what I'd say.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, go ahead.
I'll try and take your moolah from you, the fun state government. The texter said the broken glass was on the outside of the window, obviously referring to the Pelosi break-in in San Francisco. They're alleging that the glass was broken from the inside, is what they're saying.
Just release the body cam footage.
No, that won't happen.
Just, you know, do that?
It's not going to happen. Didn't you hear?
You should almost play the audio of that Tucker broke this down about who this guy was and just all the questions that have come up.
If you can find it quick, we can do it.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Hey, Carl, Argusville, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, hey, Jimmy Fallon was saying that that deal with Pelosi's husband looked like a late-night hookup.
Yeah.
Gone bad.
Leave it to Jimmy to break it down for us like that, huh?
Well, and then when Pelosi got in this car accident, he was with some guy, too. It's like, when he stays in San Francisco all the time. Well, she's in D.C. It might be worth some questions.
Yeah, I asked my aunt who lives out there in San Francisco. I'm like, where are the pictures? Is there any evidence that this thing ever happened? And so my first thought on the whole thing was, this is one of them Christie deals where they bring something up, you know, or whatever, like they did to Kavanaugh, or, you know, one of them kind of made up deals.
Interesting comments. You got us thinking now. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Texter says, number three in line to be the president, proven they had a government security system with ground sensors monitored by the federal government and no tapes. The theater continues. Well, this is what really, to me, is the smoking gun. It's the home of the Speaker of the House. How is there not security in there, or at a minimum,
there is
alarms?
There is. There's all kinds of it. And all of their properties.
So, they weren't in place for this particular event?
Ask yourself where everybody was on January 6th.
They were disarmed?
Where was everybody?
Yeah.
We got out of the cab that morning of the insurrection. And I know between Tom Campbell and Alex and I, we were like, gosh, where's everybody?
Yeah.
At least there should be police cars. You'd think around the Capitol on a day like that, there'd be some police cars around, a little presence. There was 30 food trucks. That's it. Remember her?
I do.
I got a great burrito. I couldn't have got a cop if I'd have tried.
Well, remember, I went in the Capitol at 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Shortly before the craziness. Another listener says in Deuteronomy 10, 12, and 13, it says, to fear and love the Lord. It feels like the world is thumbing its nose to the Lord instead of fearing him. Thank you for that. Another listener, can we get serious about hammer control now to prevent more hammer violence?
I said the same thing this morning. Love it.
We're on it.
Love it. Another, this is an assault hammer, by the way.
Yeah. Assault hammer.
That was an assault hammer.
Another listener, Paul Pelosi knew the first name of his attacker.
Yeah.
His attacker was a gay prostitute. No pictures. You do the math.
Here's Tucker breaking that down a little bit.
Police arrived at the home of the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. It's in the Pacific Heights neighborhood of San Francisco. Inside the home, they found Pelosi's 82-year-old husband, Paul, and another man, 40 years younger, called David DePappy. And Pelosi was out of town at the time. In full view of the police, DePappy hit Paul Pelosi in the head 2 times with a hammer. Both Pelosi and DePappy were then taken immediately to a local hospital, Pelosi for his head injuries and DePappy for reasons that are still not clear. DePappy was later charged in federal court with assault and attempted kidnapping. At this point, that's what we can say for certain. David DePappy assaulted Paul Pelosi with a hammer. Apparently, DePappy has admitted that in police custody. But beyond those facts, there is much in the story that remains muddy. How, for example, did DePappy get inside the Pelosi's home? That's the first question. Last year, ABC News reported what you already guessed, which is that Pelosi has round-the-clock protection at her houses. Quote, she has her own security. She has the Capitol Police. They fly all the way out here from Washington, D.C. with her. And yet, in this case, San Francisco D.A. Brooke Jenkins says that there was no security present at the Pelosi home on Friday night. And that's pretty strange because, according to multiple accounts, even when Pelosi isn't at home, her houses are well guarded. Again, as you would expect. Our friend Harmeet Dhillon told us that when her firm recently tried to serve a lawsuit against Pelosi at various properties he owns, all of them were guarded by, quote, multiple law enforcement officers on the perimeter.
All of the properties, various levels of law enforcement on the perimeter. But for some reason, this time, no, and what a perfect timing that when the police.
What's your theory on why it wasn't this time?
And right when the police can see him and they open up the window, then the guy's finally going to wrap him in the head a couple of times. Probably a foam hammer. Movie prop hammer. And just the whole thing just stinks of theater. It stinks of propaganda.
Another listener, regarding Paul Pelosi, if he would have been in jail for his DUI, he wouldn't have been assaulted.
Well, that wouldn't allow this to happen. It had to have Raphael Warnock take one for the team or
another says,
you know, somebody else.
How long was the perp at the residence? How did the police get there in time to have him still there?
By the way, normal response rate, the police were there in 2 minutes. 4 times faster than the average response rate in San Francisco.
Yeah.
4 times faster.
Does that surprise you?
Well, no privilege there.
The guy that broke, it's another listener, the guy that broke in was related to the guy that broke Nancy Kerrigan's kneecaps with a hammer. That's not true.
That's not true.
That can't be true.
That was Tanya Harding.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was Galooly, wasn't it? It was her husband or whatever. That was the guy's name. Remember Galooly? Dave Galooly or whatever.
I've kind of blotted that chapter out.
Yeah, I know. It's just a lot of bad stuff.
Josh Gallion on North Dakota's election systems and recent audit. When we come back on What's on Your Mind, PetroServe USA sponsors.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Korea's police chief admitted a heavy responsibility for failing to prevent a crowd surge over the weekend that killed more than 150 people during Halloween festivities in Seoul. The chief revealed Tuesday that officers did not effectively handle earlier emergency calls about the looming disaster. Republicans in Ohio are promoting a measure on the November 8th ballot that would prohibit non-citizens from voting in local elections, fighting back against foreign influence in our elections. If passed, it would make Ohio the 7th state to take such a stance. U.S. Central Bankers 19 policymakers are expected to keep their inflation fight in a full court press this week. The outcome of the central bank's policy meeting this week is not in doubt. It will raise rates by 0.75 percentage point for the fourth straight time, bringing the target lending rate to 3.75 to 4% range. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by H.H. Thompson and Sons. They've been around since, get this, 1908.
Whew. That's some heritage right there.
Exactly right. Providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Indoor air quality is something they got you covered on at H.H. Thompson and Sons. It's a thing now. People are concerned about it. HATandSons.com has all the details. Now they can help you with IAQ, indoor air quality. A lot of components to mechanical systems and many manufacturers to incorporate better indoor air quality. They can do it. H.A. Thompson and Sons. Live and direct from the Freedom Matters USA studios today on What's on Your Mind. We're joined by North Dakota's State Auditor, Josh Galleon. Josh, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Great, Scott. Thanks for having me on the show.
Glad to have you on. Good to catch up. I wanted to talk a little bit about the recent report on North Dakota's election systems and their security. Walk us through what that all entailed.
Well, for us, what we worked with was a contractor who focuses on security assessments. That's something that we do for the state of North Dakota every 2 years. We are appropriated funding and have the authority to evaluate the state of North Dakota's security. And what they do is they look at system vulnerabilities. They try to evaluate if there are any options or potential for manipulating or really, you know, impacting the state's IT system, including the North Dakota University system. This year, with all of the interest in the 2020 election, we also specifically asked them to evaluate the security of our election system. And what I asked them to do is to have a separate report identifying this. I wanted to try to get this out as soon as possible to try to shed a little light on the election system, the equipment used, the software, and any potential vulnerabilities that might have existed.
And does that include, Josh pushed a button here and voted, and it correctly came out over here in our final tally?
Yeah, so the way the system's designed, you know, when a voter shows up at a polling location, one of these precincts, they have to check in with an ID. That goes against the central voter file, and that is logged using a poll pad. So that is updated as you check in. Individuals handed a paper ballot, and that's the one thing here in North Dakota that is the record of truth, and that's why it's so important, I think, that we maintain those paper ballots. Those are filled out, fed into a tabulating machine. That machine those numbers there at the end of the election night is verified against the poll pad, so we've got check and balance there. The information on the tabulation machines actually have a secured USB drive. That then is taken out at the end of the election. That is delivered to the county auditor. Those from the different polling sites are updated, uploaded into a laptop system that is not connected to a network. It is an air-gapped system. That information is compiled. Then that is transported to a networked computer, uploaded to the Secretary of State's office, and that's what's from there it's reported to the voters on election night. And we have all of that information within this report. Each one of those steps, when we have that information really broken down and siloed, it creates a lot of internal controls and verifications. If one set of numbers doesn't match the previous ones, we know there's an issue. And having those paper ballots, we always maintain that audit trail to verify that our election security and integrity is maintained.
So it sounds like the paper is the gold standard that you always return to as a, you know, the basis to say, okay, what does this show? That's encouraging.
That and to me, that's key. That's something here in North Dakota we have not lost sight of. And I know some people have said, well, we do have machines that you can vote digitally, and those are called express votes, and those are tabletop machines where people can go up. They can select their candidates, who they want to vote for, whatever measures they want to vote for, yes and no. But those machines still produce a paper record that is fed into the tabulators. So the goal of those is still to produce a paper report that somebody can look at. Yes, this machine, it took my vote as I wanted, and then you take that over, that paper ballot or that that document that kicks out of that machine. That is the record, the official record. So, again, as long as we don't lose sight of that paper ballot, I think elections here can maintain safe and secure.
Help me understand again what you said, though, related to the machines. If you've got a paper, yeah. If you've got a paper ballot, so that's the gold standard. And are the machines, you know, I guess are they reconciled to say, okay, they're telling us what's on this paper and it's showing up? Explain that.
So all those tabulators before the election, of course, they are maintained by the Secretary of State and the county auditors, and those are tested. They're verified. They go through a lot of reviews to make sure that it can properly read those ballots and tabulate those correctly on election. Once the election starts, they are completely locked down. Nobody has access to those. The access to the flash drive, the control panel, the actual paper ballots on the inside, nobody can gain access to those. The only person that has the keys are the county auditors, and they're the ones charged with making sure our elections are safe and secure.
We chatted with Mike Lindell earlier, who has, of course, been on the, I guess, tour of de force across the USA with concerns about the machines. I say machines, you say tabulator, but we're saying the same thing, right?
I believe so. I mean, if that's the machine that actually takes in the paper ballot and counts the votes.
Here's what Mike said. I want you to comment on this.
You know what? For the first place, it doesn't matter if they're online or not, because you have these cards that go in. They're just data cards, SIN cards, so to speak, like you have on your phone. And we all know with them, you know, you just plug them in and it runs a program. And they've already had the same program that was ran in Brazil, was ran in numerous elections. That's the old 5149 program, which we had at the Moment of Truth Summit. Clint Curtis, he's a Democrat. He set the first programs to steal elections. And it's just disgusting that the media, you know, they have the media, they have everything on their side. And, you know, when you have companies like Smartmatic and Dominion, where they won't even show what's inside their product, and companies like MyPillow get attacked daily.
All right. What about
it goes to the USB drive, chain of custody of that would matter.
The SIM card, I guess, is what he's talking about in the machines. Are you sharing those concerns at all?
What I can tell you is the contractors did not identify any of that. That is not part of the report. And I know some of the names that were used by Mr. Lindell there. You know, the equipment that we have is produced by Election Systems and Software, which he didn't mention any of those names. And that's who produces the equipment that we use. The contractors evaluated the diagrams, the purchasing of these machines. What I'm being told is they are not networked. They are not connected to the internet. The way the information is transferred is through a secure USB drive to an air-gapped laptop. Those are compiled using specific proprietary software, and then that is uploaded again to the Secretary of State's file for election night reporting. Each one of these systems has. Again, checks and balances. If numbers did not match at the end of the day, we would be able to identify that. And so if what he's talking about, how elections are changed or switched, we have a system that is siloed, that we have internal controls broken down in any manipulation of that vote, we would be able to backtrack and verify. Again, we can go back to the paper record, which is the ballot or the truth for the election, and verify.
So the audit process that you undertook baked all that into the cake.
The focus of this was to evaluate the systems and the hardware to ensure that we had proper protocols. No system is universally perfect. Every system has vulnerabilities. You know, this report did identify six vulnerabilities. But they're all marked low, very low on the potential of manipulating those. They settle on low because if they are manipulated, the risk is high to undermine the security of our elections. But again, looking at the hardware, the devices, that was first and foremost for us because of the concerns over the last election. Does North Dakota have the proper controls in place? Do we have the systems to make sure, to do everything we can to ensure that we have safe and secure elections? And I think in this report, they do identify that we have a lot of these protocols in place.
So, can I ask a quick question, Josh? What would you, as an outsider looking at, because one thing Mike commented about was the paper ballot, as you said, is just sacred. It can't go anywhere. But there's a number of states that have no paper ballots anymore. They're all, they call BMDs. You know, outside looking in on that, would, you know, and there's no paper ballots there, what's your gauge on security when there's no paper ballot involved? I mean, something must be going on when there's just electronic presentation.
Well, my focus here is North Dakota. Here in North Dakota, I believe that we do it better than most. And I think in this case for elections, the fact that we have these paper ballots, we have incorporated some technology to make sure that we can tabulate these votes and we can report these to the citizens on election night. I think a lot of people appreciate that. But we've also done so carefully to make sure that we've got proper protocols. I hope that North Dakota never goes away from our paper ballots.
Fascinating discussion. Anything else you want to add, Josh?
No, I appreciate the time. I would just encourage people to go out to our website, www.nd.gov/auditor, to take a look at the report. It's very, very thorough. It provides a lot of the systems, the applications, the hardware that we use. There's a diagram out there. For additional information, please take a read.
All right. Sounds good. Good to catch up with you, Josh. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Josh Gallion, State Auditor in North Dakota. First Lady Catherine Burgum, Governor Burgum together. Talking Recovery Reinvented coming up in a little bit. North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley, busy show for you today. And when we come back, we're going to talk about measure number two from the perspective of the North Dakota Medical Association. Next.
Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here. So excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team
provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT right now. Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Well, we're coming to your city.
Celebrating a little big and rich birthday today on What's on Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour. How are you? Glad you're listening today on the program. We appreciate you very much. What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by Action Movers. Oh, they get her done at Action Movers. That's what we love about them. And they are hiring right now. They're looking for some folks that can do moving, packing, driving, warehousemen. Business is booming at Action Movers. And they're looking for these folks in Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. Must be available to pass a background check. You got a Class A CDL. Tremendous opportunity for you. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. They really do it well. Lucrative compensation plan. Employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, and programs to help you become an owner-operator, too. Find out more. Just stop in Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, or call 566-5532, 566-5532, 566-5532. Action! Movers. Two A's in action. That's exactly right. Wanted to share with you something the North Dakota Medical Association shared with us related to measure number two. Do you know that research proves that approximately 1 in 10 adults who use marijuana become addicted? In today's society, they tell us, when our government continues to increase the nation's investment treating drug addiction, it seems counterintuitive to legalize yet another addictive recreational drug. They are advocating thumbs down on measure two. Marijuana, the most used illicit drug. Rationalizing legalization because of this fact would be like legalizing texting while driving, since everybody does it. It's actually a pretty good point. While rates of use of alcohol, cigarettes, and other drugs are decreasing in adolescence, marijuana usage rates are increasing for all age groups. They say, don't be duped. Vote no on measure two. Thank you to Donna Thornton from the North Dakota Medical Association for sharing it. We shared a bit of that with our listeners. Texter says, happy All Saints Day. Indeed. All Saints Day it is. Thank you for that. Kev, you've started a little dreaming with our listeners on what to do if one wins the lottery. If I won the lottery, I'd buy a couple of new tractors, and especially a new loader tractor, says this listener. Maybe a little different than your list. New pickup, car, pay off the mortgage on the farm.
Oh, yeah, all of those things.
Repair the house, build a new one, put in a new furnace, help friends and relatives with health problems. That's a nice list.
Okay, with $350 million, you can help every friend and relative with any health problem they have.
Yeah.
I mean, you can. Yeah, of course you would do all that.
Would you give them the money, or would you, like, loan them the money?
I'd have a foundation.
Good terms.
I'd set up a foundation.
Okay.
Where we'd have a board, like Matt Cullen did, and, you know, a number of people. Adam Thielen has a great foundation. He does a lot of work in the cities with.
That way you can channel people to a process.
Yeah, it's not just me. I mean, I could, you know, you could decide, hey, I want to give so much money to Sue Barron or to whoever, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd set up a foundation, and the foundation would just be passionate about things that we want to help with, my wife and I.
A topic we tackled earlier, a listener has an opinion here. The Pelosi break-in could be a script for the Three Stooges meet the Keystone Cops. Right. Yeah. There's that. A texter says he was the cameraman at Nancy's January 6th documentary at National Capitol. How did he get clearance? Who was
this guy that attacked Pelosi? Was no, I a little clarification there.
Seems a little far fetched. I'm not sure we all believe his comment about not being connected to the internet. Who is the person in charge watching so the internet connection isn't happening?
That's where I'm at, man. I totally agree. All of them. Take them all out. Get rid of all of that. Get some humans involved. Get one human watching another. Accountability. Like when you work at a bar, you don't count the till out alone. You always count the till out with two people. Because, you know, that's just too much at stake.
Right. Another listener. I like how he's concerned with just North Dakota, and I understand his reach is only North Dakota. However, elections in other states do affect us here in North Dakota. Speaking of Josh's comments to say, I'm gonna focus on North Dakota. And a listener wants us to ask the governor when he's going to uphold the trigger law that was made by our legislature, close the abortion mill in Fargo. Well, that's already closed. That moved to Minnesota.
Like 600 miles away, didn't it?
600 miles, Moorhead.
Yeah, it's like 2 miles away.
Yeah. But it's not North Dakota.
Yeah.
It's moved across the... But there is the bigger problem is this judge, and I do plan on asking Drew Wrigley a little bit about this, because this South Central District Judge Bruce Romanek, I think is his name, says he'll keep the state's ban on abortion from taking effect because there's a substantial probability that a constitutional challenge to the law will succeed in court. I love these all-knowing judges. Yes. Kind of like, what was that? What was the Johnny Carson guy?
Karnak.
Yeah, Karnak.
Karnak the Magnificent.
Right. Hold the envelope to his head. Yes, yeah. I'm pretty sure it will succeed. Yes, indeed. Okay, there we go. Stay tuned, my friends.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.